Hey there, this is Emily, and before we jump into today's episode, I want to ask you a question. Are you feeling stuck? Like you're in a rut that you just can't seem to climb out of? Well, you're not alone. And today I want to share something that's a game changer, especially if you're feeling overwhelmed and tired. The kind of tired that sleep doesn't fix. If snapping at your loved ones has become a habit and you're finding more comfort in binge watching shows and chocolate than anything else, it is time for a shift, and I've got just the thing for you, my free Empower You Strengths Assessment. This isn't just any assessment, it's the start to rediscovering what makes you powerful. Stop the spiral and start living with intention. Download your free assessment and start uncovering the strengths that are uniquely yours. Go to theleaptolead.com/guide or click the link in the show notes. Start your journey to a more confident and impactful you. Hey there, and welcome to The Leap to Lead. I'm your host, Emily Rogers, and as a transition and leadership coach, I'm here to guide you on your journey to reignite and reshape your life. Whether you're gearing up for promotion, reshuffling your career, wanting to find better balance, or embarking on the path of business ownership, you're in the right place. Together, we'll share tips and laugh about the mess ups. It's about becoming unstuck, embracing change, and stepping into your power. And I am here with you every step of the way. So let's dive in and let your second act be your best act. Welcome to The Leap to Lead, the podcast where your journey starts. So welcome to this episode, The Paradox of Intuitive Decision Making. Now, this is a special request from an amazing client that I've been working with. And I actually thought it was a great topic, so I'm really pleased that she asked for it. So let's dive into this paradox of intuitive decision making. Have you ever had that experience where you've made a decision that felt absolutely right in the moment, only to find yourself second guessing it later? You're not alone. And that's why I wanted to do this topic. It's a phenomenon that's a common experience, and it affects so many of us, whether we're making life-changing choices or simply deciding what to have for lunch. So let's dive into why it happens and how we can navigate these moments of doubt. Firstly, the power of intuition. Intuition's often described as a gut feeling or a sixth sense. It's that immediate, instinctive understanding or decision that doesn't involve conscious reasoning. When we make intuitive decisions, we're tapping into our subconscious mind, which processes vast amounts of information and past experiences in milliseconds. In that instant that we make an intuitive decision, we often feel a surge of confidence. It's because our brain has quickly assessed the situation and it's come to a conclusion that feels right. It's really powerful, and sometimes it can be really exhilarating, especially if we're faced with complex choices. So why does self-doubt set in after we've made these confident, intuitive choices? Well, there's loads of different factors at play here. The first is overthinking. Once the decision is made, our analytical mind kicks in. We start to dissect our choice, looking for the flaws or the potential negative outcomes. Another aspect might be the fear of unknown. Intuitive decisions often involve that leap of faith. As time passes, the uncertainty of the outcome, it can breed anxiety and doubt. Another aspect is social influence. We might start to worry about what others will think of our decision, especially if it goes against conventional wisdom. A lot of us suffer from this perfectionism. It's the desire for the perfect choice, and it can make us question even the most confident decisions. And cognitive dissonance. If our intuitive choice conflicts with our usual thought patterns or beliefs, it can create an internal tension. So there's loads of reasons why that doubt can creep in. But what's really important to remember, that doubt doesn't we make. Remember, doubt doesn't negate the validity of our intuitive choices. It's simply part of the journey of self-discovery and personal growth.
So embrace both your intuition and your moments of reflection. They are what make you uniquely human and capable, more than capable, of navigating life's complex choices. Now, if you've got a topic you'd like me to dive into, I'd love to hear from you. You can DM me on socials at The Leap to Lead or drop me an email, emily@theleaptolead.com. See you next episode.